Wie ihr seid, mit Friedens. The end of the first half of the month. Important things, among a number of things that are important at all times, should be very, very much remembered at this time of year. We're just about over Hanukkah, and we enjoyed it. Baruch Hashem Yisbarach. I enjoyed being with you with the Mechinas at the Meshiva in the dining room, which was a very, very wonderful experience. I hope that every one of you who were there felt that it was so. But you know that Hanukkah brings along with it some Bikur Torah also. Not that it should be that way. There is no reason whatsoever why Hanukkah should create Bikur Torah, lack of osmosis. But the fact is so, and we have to deal with facts as they are. Hanukkah brings in a beetle to learn. And immediately following the penis, they're not too far off. I hear Baruch Hashem that your chazorah covered up to that day. Penis are not far off. After the penis, there follows an American creation, an American yeshivas, of a midwinter vacation. With bad enough that overseas in the yeshivas, we had a summer vacation, midsummer, very hot, and we were permitted a month off for those who wanted it, for those who needed it. But it became a vacation period. Here, in addition to the Hasmanis in general, you have a midwinter vacation. Sagoya Shiva, midwinter vacation. Facts are facts. So again, you're going to deal with people paying, be missing nearly 5 days in the yeshiva. Begin thinking about such things. So what will we do to see to it that we won't become baklonim? Totally contrary to what we stand for as a yeshiva and as b'nei yeshiva. And we must at the same time also remember that Levitik Dauphin Zang, Zang Salunit, Vazur, Vakrech, Vaknech, that's not indicative of learning Torah. But when you throw snowballs, you have to be aware of how to throw snowballs. Maybe you're going to hit him in the head. And maybe what you think is a snowball is an ice ball. Maybe you hit him in the head or vape. But you fell. You have to be careful about such things. Everything calls for a digduk of Torah. That's what being a ben Torah means. There's no activity in life that is at all free from the study of Torah, from Limud HaTorah. In whatever we do, there has to be seen, I'm a ben Torah. Therefore, I look different from others. I act different from others. Malchus Snowball, the Meraf in the Goyish schools, nice thing to throw snowballs. dar a peace and peace. Das warten wir ein. Und wenn einer geht da raus from the door of the machine to the outside, I will ask you, do you think it's proper that someone should then pick up a snowball, hard or soft, and throw it at it? What do you say? You think that's proper? That indicates total learning. That indicates a big failure. So what indeed is failure learning? Let's see what Chazal tells us. The Medrash Parsha Tanchumen. A Medrash Tanchumen that deals with telling us what the Torah learning represents. And all we will do will be to read what Chazal are saying, try to translate it, and leave it with you to decide, am I really learning Torah, or am I trying to fool myself? So let's start off. Torah should be sharp. Me'at. Torah should be sharp that is given to us. Isn't too much. Hamishi Pumshi Torah. You know, they're put together in a little chumashim. You can keep it in your pocket. You've got all the Torah with you. You don't have to have a big set of Torah in here. You can pack it into your pocket. Or the hope is these Torah Torah Kulah. Me'at. Smoke. Not too much. Al-Bal Tehneman. But Torah Sheba'al Teh. What you are learning in Yeshiva. Mishnah, Yemurah, Rashi, Pesach, Rishani. On that Torah, did Eif say, Aruko me'eretz mido rechova min yom. We cannot measure the size of failure. It's larger than the entire earth and broader than all the oceans. You can't pack it into your coat pocket. You can't pack it into this Arena Kadesh. You can't pack it into all the houses in the world together. Aruko me'eretz nido rechova min yom. And that failure of such dimensions is what you are learning and studying in the yeshiva. Failure shabbat peh. Uchsiv. And in Eiv it also says of this Torah, V'leishimotei be'eretz hachayim. Difficult question to understand. You can't find the Torah in the world of the living. Ma'ishimotei be'eretz hachayim. What does that question mean? In the be'eretz hameishim timotei, in the graveyard you will find the Torah. Cannot be found. It cannot be digested. It can't be found among those who seek the pleasure of this world of Olam Hazeh. For one who's interested in those pleasures, he will never find Torah. He'll never see the depth of Torah. He will not see the light that shines forth from Torah. Haydn, Kovit, those who are interested in satisfying at all times their own personal desires. will to essen, geschmacke essen. So come what may, I've got to have it. And there are those who want covet. They're interested in personal honors, gedula, personal greatness. Ba'olam hazeh, in this world, that's what they live for, that's what they strive for. You can't find teira among such. Hello, where do you find teira? Listen carefully. B'mi shemei mit atmo yoreho, loy simote do'eret ha'chayim. Only b'mi shemei mit atmo yoreho. A person who is prepared to kill his desire, to kill his desire for cook, to kill his desire for tithing, maybe Atmeo Leho. Shenehamar, because the Torah Agdesha tells us, Zoyis Torah, Toysa Torah, Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oito. When is it Torah? When do we study Torah? When do we feel that we study Torah? Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oito. It's in the oil of Torah. It's in the Bishmedrash, it's in the yeshiva where we study, it is noticeable upon him that he is prepared to give up all the tithes and all the covet, because it disturbs his learning. It doesn't permit him to be engaged in the depth of Torah study. Ladies and gentlemen, Shenehamar Zuis HaTeiro, Odom, that is Torah. The Chag Darko Shul Torah, as we were taught in the Sefer Ovid. Chag Bamelach Teichal. Be prepared to eat a piece of bread that has taste, because you sprinkled some melach, some salt on it. But that's the only taste in it you need. You don't need the tastes of candy, of ice cream, of chocolate, and who knows what else. Pass the melach, Teichal. That's tasty enough. Umayim b'mesurot ishte. You don't have to have the desire for pop. Mayim. Water. That's what Hashem Yisborah gave. And even that, be misuro, be stay in a desirable measure. Nijachotrinu. That's good for horses and donkeys. But for human beings, mayim ba misuro, be stay. Pas ba melach teichal. That takes care of me. The Belkonim Wasserman Zecher Tzadik Mikodesh Livroko was a Talmud in Telzer Yeshiva. He wasn't rich, but he needed bread in order to subsist, because without it he won't be able to learn. That was his desire. So he ate bread without butter. Bread, as bamelach teichal, and he drank mayim. He didn't have the money for coffee, or what the poor boys in Tells used to drink, chicory, chihori. Do you know what that is? If you don't, ask around to find out what a wonderful taste it has. Doesn't mean you're true. Haz b'melach teichal, mayim b'msura tishtei. Then you're not bothered with the desire that disturbs you from learning, that remove your mind from learning. That's what Chazal is trying to tell us here. Ba'o ores tishan. You should be prepared to sleep. ground. You need good mattresses. Who said so? The Rebbe Yisrael's ground, the earth that he gave us, is a wonderful mattress. And when I was in Paris, we slept on what was called a shtezak, straw tents. You want to know what a good mattress is? Try that. They don't sell them in the department stores. But that's what we slept on in Paris, even the Americano booklet. Shtezak, mattresses. So perhaps, I'll tell you the truth, perhaps sleeping on the ground would have been more comfortable for us than sleeping on those straw sacks. We used to fall into the middle of the sack with the straw on both sides of us. Other than Yisrael, we never complained. We didn't say we need better. Even the American boy. Thus is Galem. But that isn't all. Chaye Tzar, live a life that gives you Tzar. Don't just look for comfort. How in the world will I always look for Tzar? Won't there be any satisfaction? Won't there be any contentment in life? This is going to be my life. But labor, toil in prayer. That's the contentment. That's the simcha. When I look back to those nostalgic moments of my youth impelled overseas, I remember so well the simcha of Batira Akohobe. What does one need when he has Torah learning? The Nehorebe Dur Kablat Gimore Matatar Bistrei Drayasege Pazog. I don't understand yet what Rashi is trying to tell me. And suddenly it hits you, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees you've been engaged in the toil of spirit. And he does chesed with you. He opens your eyes. Darling eyes. Unveil my eyes. Vahbita mitloit. Thereby I will see the wonders that are hidden within your Torah. That's the Tzar. That's the Tzar of Amal HaTorah. And believe me, when that used to strike us, we were so molly simche. We were so molly tiny. We didn't think then, oh, the Kishkei of my final banquet. Or that you get chicken, soup, compote, dessert, basic balls. Can there be better compote than a blat gemara? Can there be better chicken soup than a blat gemara? Can there be better chicken itself than a blat gemara? But when is it so? Batoiro ato omi. When we toil in Torah, the matter in learning, totally involved, completely shut out from all other interests, and my mind and my heart are devoted to Torah and Torah alone. When I'm an omer b'Torah, the joy is something that's incomparable. It will not give us that contentment. And I'm not talking to you about the Ladish State in Medrash. I'm telling you the practical facts of life. We live through this. غيري فكرة من يبروح عشان ينقيد ضمان live through this thing has a kind of a mal has ailed the toil the labor of Torah study the great moment they were and this is what we want to see in you then when you will throw snowballs it will be the snowball of a bent tail so it will never hit anyone between the eyes believe me and don't think that we didn't enjoy the snow we did we went sleigh riding at night ungerettig lernen during the ride wir hatten frische Luft wir hatten exercise but it's all part of the love of a man the exercise is such that represents a Ben Friere his entire being bespeaks a man that's what we come to yeshivas to learn for that's what we call learning and Chazal haven't finished לפים שלא יקורת הקודש בורך וברית עם ישראל the entire covenant, the entire brief of השם יזכורת with כלל ישראל על התחיל that's the brief of השם יזכורת with us which תאירה שבעלפי that you are learning in the Yeshiva שנאמר כי על פי הדברים האלה קראתי איתו בריס the bris is not by the Torah שבכתב but על פי הדברים Torah שבעל-פה a bris can also go through the five books of the Bible and there are goyim, believe me who know it mal-peh better than you do They can quote every verse in the written Bible. And tell you about the Shemachah. But to them it's not clear. It's a Bible. What is clear? Tell you about the Shemachah. That clear that reveals what is written in that written clear. The stinking goodness of gain. Nicht nur erkennet, erkennet, zu betonet, endet, lernen, fehlen. That belongs only to us. When you get into the Kamalam and Chet, you learn a sugya on that topic. And Chazal are still not finished. Very difficult to study it. The Yeshbot Tzar Baruch. And you have to go through a great deal of tzar. Matan de kop. Matan de nefesh. To understand things. Shehi meshulo lechreshev. Torah shebaalpeh is compared to chreshev, to darkness. Shenehamal. Ho'ol malchim bachreshev. That people. Who go in darkness and labor in Torah Shebaalpeh, Rov Oyer Gadol, they're the ones who will be zeche to see the great light. Eilu Baalkam, these are the ones who study Torah Shebaalpeh. Sherov Oyer Gadol, who were zeche to that great shining light, Shekodesh Boruch Hu Meir Einayim, the Yisr, the Heter, the Tumil, the Toyer. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal this. It's beyond human sight. But through toil, through labor, we are safe to it. When that great day will come, Oy Havu, those who loved him and studied his Torah to take Hashem as the Uralik. And then Chazal go on to tell us She'en loy mei doiso, who indeed can study this Torah Malpe, Ela mishe oyeva kodesh bohu, only one who loves Hashem, the whole Libai, the whole Nasei, ובכל מאוידוי, שנאמר לישאר עם קריש מדלי, ואהבת את השם אליכך, בכל לבבכו, ובכל נפשך, ובכל מידך. What is this love? How does one love Hashem Yisborach? He can't embrace him. We can't embrace Hashem Yisborach. Yes, we can. How do we embrace it? Minayin akolome che'inav zu eroshim Talmud. To love Hashem Yisborach, to be totally devoted and to embrace him, is Talmud, the study of Torah through omol, through toil. Ve'ein maksiv akro, it's written in the Chumash itself, in the Parshas Lishma. What does it say after the Ahasuerus? Rohoyu advorim ho'ele, asher anochi mitzavcho hayom al levavecho. Ve'eze, what are these things that have to be on your heart? The Talmud, Torah she'baltzeh, shehu al ha'lev, without heart, without total engagement in the study of Torah, that my entire being is Torah study. You don't study. When you're totally involved, then it's part of you, al halev. Then it's on your heart. Torah should be stopped without that toil. Just Torah should be stopped. Isn't on the heart of Jews, and it's not engraved upon our hearts. Then we become like Lahabdul Elef Abdullah, like the Bikin in Torah Shemitzah from among the non-Jewish world. You don't need delayed for that, but you need a good memory. And in order to express it, you need a good tongue and a nice language. But when it's Torah engraved upon my heart, when I'm engaged in Torah she'baltzeh, in what you are learning in the yeshiva, that's Torah. And that Torah is the Ohasto et Hashem Elokecho. In that manner do we give expression to our love of Hashem Yisborach. And in reality, that's quoted in another few words by the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs on the Mitzvahsefer of Ahavat Hashem. Through the study of Torah, by Torah she'baltzeh, in order to really understand and know what are the written words saying to me, then you reach Ahavat. Then you're able to embrace Hashem Yisborach with all the love that you have within you. So you see, Manichaere, what a great, great thing you are engaged in. What a shmeint lemon tayyat. So I would like to see that when you go home for this newly created winter benazman, a midwinter vacation, do what I've asked you to do in the benazmanings every year. Study clearly even benazman. But how can you go around and not study clearly? Hagen and Mr. Hagen. Mrs. Light was being as money made to die in a hospital. Study to you. When you get home, go through what you have learned through the entire month. Even though you're doing it now, you can afford to do it another 10 times and maybe more. And use a Benaz money for that reason, for that purpose. Study playbooks. And I'll tell you another secret. That when you will realize what Torah study means, what a Malachah means, you won't have any time when you come home after Milet to build it. I keep before my mind's eye that one time when I was so scared and thought that you were being beaten up by Goyim who had entered the dormitory because of the noise that I heard. And I went quickly upstairs and saw that it wasn't Goyim, it was the Bnei Yishiv who were engaged in Milchait, standing and shouting within the nation. Believe me, an Omer Batere doesn't act that way. The Sivirkeit does not exercise. That's not the way to exercise your lungs. You want to exercise your lungs? Learn Tere, because together with your Chavrusha, say it out loud, the words of prayer. Do you realize that the El Sameach, the El Simche, the Chetzadik Livroche, to the end of his days, used to learn Gemore via Klein Ingale when he starts the study of Gemore? The same Nidin, and said every word and translated it into Yiddish. Omer Abaye, Abaye Gizot. The Meir Simcha doesn't know what Omer Abaye means. So he has to repeat it in Yiddish. Hey, he has to repeat it in Yiddish. Then he lives through it. Omer Abaye. The Yehuda Omer Av. The Yehuda Gizot. The Nomus Mishayu Omer Av. He doesn't know what these words mean. What do you have to say in Yiddish? Aye, that was of an Ilalim. You have to live through it. That's the way he studied Torah to the end of his days. And let alone explaining the sukkahs. The sukkahs that you have gone through here in Shuddah. Every word precise that Yiddish. You don't know Yiddish? Say it in English. But every word, say it, don't think it, say it. That helps in thinking. That clarifies matters. There couldn't be anything more enjoyable than that. And that meeting, that Gemara meeting, is the greatest music for the Jewish ear. That's the music that Hashem hears upstairs. And for that music, he gives prizes. You earn a Olam Habo that is beyond description. But when you don't sing it, when you don't use your power of speech to express the thought that you're now engaged in studying, you're not learning Torah Hashem. You're not learning. You have to be aware of this. When you will so do, you will become so overwhelmed with Ava, Ava of Torah. I am ashamed, brother, that you will be unable to contain yourself, and you'll want to go a weekend. It will stop with the same thing. The take my word for it, and I hope that you will reach the day when you will see that everything I tell you is not just always detracted by the masses, but these are facts. These are the facts of Torah study that I was privileged to live through before the Qurban, when I was in Kells overseas, and the same was in Slabovka, the same was in the Mir, the same was in Ponevitz, which had a small yeshiva. We see it in yeshivas, that's how Torah was studied. It wasn't just study, it was Torah living. Sam Chaim, the Manhim book. You want a pill for life? Torah study. Study Torah the way it's supposed to be studied. Walk with strength, with yamin, in Torah study. Then you'll reach the heights that will lift you far above this mundane little world that we live in. And you begin to feel that we are all one of Shalakadish Boru, the children of Hashem is born of it. All of your activities will become color with the color of Amal HaTayr. You won't be chnokets, you'll be levied to heaven as you should be. Others, it schmeckens the night. Pay that Hashem. And that's all that Hashem Yisborah wants of you. You try to the best of your ability to understand what Abaye the Rebbe said, what Kapopen and Abnatsen said. You may not reach that goal of understanding, but you're going to be paid and rewarded. That's right. Abolahovin Gogol Yisof, when you walk into a shoemaker and you ask him, make me a pair of shoes, and you come back a week later as he asked you to, and he said, that I was unable, I tried very hard, I was unable to make the shoes. It's going to cost so, so much. I'm very sorry. I'm not going to pay for your trying. I made up a price with you for the shoes. I don't have the shoes, you don't have the price. The same with a tailor. The price is for the result, the suit. You don't have the suit. You tried very hard. That's wonderful. But I'm not going to pay you for trying. In Torah, not that way. Because the finished article we will never get until we get upstairs. Down here we'll never get it. Here we will be engaged only in trying, in the effort, in the elbow, in the toil, in the labor. And for that, Hashem Yisborach rewards us. What's the reward? I'm going to bring you upstairs, and there I will show you what Rav Nachman said. There I will show you what Rav Popa said. If you don't toil, I won't bring you up there to see it. If you do, then I'll take you up and you'll see indeed what Rav Nachman and Rav Popa said. And if this is what Torah study and Torah toil means, so can it be possible that when you're going to go home for that midwinter rest and relaxation and vacation, you're going to forget all this? So to the extent that you will, that's going to be missing when you get upstairs. Now imagine what it's going to look like. You're going to see Rav Popa, Rav Nachman, and all of a sudden, nothing. What's that mean? Going to be told, hey, what that means. You made that nothing. That was when you went home and forgot that there was a Pope and a Rav Nachman and a Rabbi and all of them that you died. absolutely in the mail with everything. You forgot. That's what it was. So it's missing. So what do you want? Now, I'm sure that you wouldn't want that to happen to you. So the only way to do it is continuity. Don't stop. You're going to have a period of relaxation. You're going to be home. Don't be totally involved in home, forgetting about your Gemara. Daily, daily keep up that study. And then when you come back to continue, you'll come back invigorated. You'll come back with a love for your study. And you'll come back and say, when I was home, I was missing something. I didn't feel what the toil is. I didn't feel what the ormo is. And I'm back here ready to continue as it always was. And if you do that, I assure you that Hashem Yisborach is going to be with you, and He will lift you from one madrega to another to become Talmidei Chachamim Yirei Hashem.